We are excited and delighted to be joined by a Vikings defensive back, Patrick Peterson. We call him Double P is what I'd like to call him.
What's up,
Patrick,
baby?
Good to see you. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate
no
worries. Hey, got a question for you right out of the gate. First of all, I want to tell you is, if you're between clubs, do you hit, like, between a 6 and a 7?
Okay.
Do you hit a hard 7 or a soft 6? Which do you prefer?
Honestly, it depends on what the conditions are.
Okay.
If the wind's in my face and I'm in between clubs, I'm going to take a club higher, choke up a little bit, and just try to keep it under the wind.
There was a former talk show host in town who used to share the an hour with me every Friday till he passed away. About I'm 63. He was 66 when he passed away, and he said, when you get to be 60 years old, if you think it's a 6 iron, hit your 5. You just take extra club. You're probably not there yet, but I hear you like playing golf, right?
I love playing golf, and I mean, it's just a peace of mind for me to get out there for 4 hours to kind of clear my mind and be by myself for a little bit.
Yeah, you play with the Hitman a lot, as I heard, Harrison?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's probably the guy I play with the most. Adam, we'll play with Adam here and here and there, but me and Hitman always out there on the
field. Can you keep pace with Adam Thielen? I hear he's pretty darn good.
Nah, Adam's a stick.
Yeah.
I can't keep pace with him just yet. He's been playing much longer than me. He had about an 18-year head start on me. He's been playing his whole life. But
When did you start playing golf?
11 years ago.
11 years ago.
Yep.
You carry a handicap?
Yeah, I'm a 3.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ain't too bad yourself.
Yeah, three's pretty darn good.
Yeah.
How far you hit it off the tee? Let me guess, 300 yards, right?
Yeah, I'm about a 290, 300-yard guy.
So is my my interim producer, except you know what?
He don't know where it's going.
He doesn't know where it's going. Right.
That's why I'm not a 3.
Right.
Yeah. That's why he's not a 3. So you just picked it up on a whim then?
I was out in Arizona. Me and my fiance at the time, she's my wife now.
Okay.
But we was out there by ourselves, and I lived literally around about 7 golf courses. And my first agent told me, like, man, this is going to be a game that you're going to love and have to get into and meet a lot of new people, good people, and things like that. And I picked up the game, taught myself, started watching all these YouTube videos, swinging ideas, and it kind of came natural to me, and I fell in love with it. The bug bit me, and it haven't let it go since.
Now, do you belong to a specific club, or do you bounce all around town where you play a lot of your golf?
I belong to Hawks Ridge.
Okay.
Bear Path.
Okay.
I used to be a member when I lived out in Arizona at Whisper Rock, Silverleaf. Camelback. I'm pretty much all over the place.
Yeah, that's a great golf course. Locally here, where do you play most of your golf? I know you were out at you were spotted out at Loggers Trail. We're tracking you. We know where you are.
Honestly, here I play all over the place.
Yeah.
Spring Hill, Hazeltine, Mendota. Mendota, Mendota, Olympic.
You're getting
Stone
a lot
Ridge.
Of the nice clubs.
Yeah, I've been all over the place so far.
Yeah, well, good for you. You haven't been all over the place in the NFL. I mean, you started your career with Arizona, right?
Yep.
You played there. And, you know, I was looking at your Wikipedia page just to update me on that. I knew you were good, but I'm looking at this as played college football, Louisiana, where you won the Chuck Bednarik Award as best defensive player in the country, the Jim Thorpe Award as the best defensive back, and was unanimously recognized as an All-American, selected 5th overall. You've been in the Pro Bowl in each of your first 8 seasons.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Is it to play defensive back in the National Football League and in major college, you know, NCAA football, major college football, to play at the level you do, how much of it is it a skill set and studying film and the opponent and knowing the situation? How much of it is just pure athletic ability?
It's a tough, especially in your early stage, it's all athletic ability because, you know, you're kind of getting a grasp of studying because when you're coming out of high school, you don't study. You're just going out there trying to beat the guy across you. And when you get in college, that kind of start to marry together as far as being much more of a technician, understanding your opponent a little bit better. And that's kind of what groomed me to be, you know, where I'm at in the NFL, going to the best university in the world. you know, I had some great coaches and Les Miles, Corey Raymond, Coach Sheep. So those guys gave us a lot of tools that will help us be successful on the next level.
Now, I got an issue with you on the best university in the world. Now, I went to the School of Hard Knocks.
Okay.
And I did not get a scholarship. I had to pay my way. And it was so long ago that tuition back then was a pound of flesh and a pint of blood, and now it's an arm and a leg.
Right.
So it's gone up. So you don't want to go to the school of hard knocks because it's hard to play defensive back without an arm or a leg.
Right.
Were you always a defensive back right away from the very beginning? I suppose my guess is when you're playing Pop Warner and stuff, you're probably, because you're an athlete, you're playing a little quarterback.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was all over the place. In high school as well. You know, I didn't honestly start focusing on cornerback until my senior year in high school. You know, I was, like you said, the best athlete on the team, so I played quarterback, running back, tight end. I was a kicker. I was a punter. I was everything. You know, I couldn't come off the field. So going into my senior year, school started recruiting me as a DB, and my dad was like, I think that would be the position for you because you're very natural at it, and you'll last longer versus you being the guy who's getting hit. You can be the guy who's delivering the hit.
Right, right.
And you can last a little bit longer that way.
Did you find that it came easy to you or not? Or is it the old, no, I have to work really hard at this, or because you're a natural athlete, you know, some of it just came naturally?
Yeah, honestly, it came very easy to me. And credit to my dad, because my dad, even growing up, my dad wanted me to learn every position on the football field because we didn't know what I'll end up being, you know, later on in life. And you know, I thank my dad for that to this day, because playing receivers, I kind of understand how receivers want to eat up DB cushion, how the different stems and things like that. And I think that's why it came easy to me, because I understood what the receiver was trying to do to the DB.
We're talking to Patrick Peterson, defensive back for the soon-to-be big game world champion Minnesota Vikings. I remember there was a quote from you when you re-signed a new deal. You said it wasn't the massive deals that a lot of these guys said. You go, well, I know where I am in my career now, and I've made good money. I'm set. But you're willing to say, I know I'm not going to fight over it. It's good money. Got a chance to win. So you're pretty comfortable with where you are in your career right now.
Oh, yeah. I'm very comfortable where I'm at in my career. At this stage, you know, I believe I achieved all my personal goals, being a Pro Bowler, being an All-Pro, being in playoff games. But now the ultimate goal now for me is to win a championship. And coming here, it wasn't about the money. It was about, you know, giving something that's respectable and come out here and just give my talents to you guys so I can, you know, help prevail this team to getting into the championship game.
Do you think this team has the talent as it currently sits right now to get to the championship game?
No doubt about it. Now, it's just going to come down to us. We have the talent. We had the talent last year as well. We just have to go out there and prove it to the world, and not only prove it to the world, but prove it to ourselves that we are capable of going out there and winning ball games and being a world champion.
Do you find yourself a mentor out here, too, now being a little long in the tooth? I mean, you're only 32, I think, yet. It's like you're an old man in football. And you got young guys here, like we've got Seen and Booth, these new guys here. Do you take them under your wing a little bit? Do they gravitate to you for that?
Oh, yeah, they definitely gravitate to it, because the thing I tell these guys, you know, all the time, you know, now that you're in the big leagues, now that you made it, it's going to be times to where you're going to find yourself not working at your craft, because we're in the classroom all day. When we come out here, we're working on the schemes. So you have to find time on your own and being a professional to work at your technique, because sometimes those are things that get lost with these young guys, you know, want to continue to rely on the athletic ability. You know, you have to have the smarts and you have to have great technique to be able to help you prevail through downs.
Do you find that practicing, you know, here at camp, and then during, you know, the regular season practice stuff, practicing against Adam Thielen, covering Adam Thielen and Justin Jefferson, I got to think that keeps you sharp and on your toes, because those guys are two of the best.
Yeah, and that's what helped me stay on my game when I was in Arizona with Larry. He was one of the best for a very long time. Coming here to Minnesota now, being able to work with Justin and being able to work with Adam, those guys just make the games that much easier for me, because I'm working against world-class, top-tier receivers every single day.
You've been guarding top-tier, world-class receivers your entire career. Mm. How good can Justin Jefferson be? Has he just scratched the surface? Has he hit the ceiling already? How good can he be?
Nah, he hasn't hit this ceiling yet. He's scratching the surface for sure, but he hasn't hit his ceiling just yet. I believe this is going to be a really, really big season for him. I'm excited for him. And you can just see how he continued to gradually improve in some area. And this year I'm gonna say he's going to improve on yards after the catch. I think that's going to be very, very big for him. And he has the opportunity to be a triple threat.
When you in the years you played pro football, are there one couple of receivers, you know, not to diss on any other guys, but there are some you go, this guy, when I knew I had him, I had to do my homework, and I was going to be in for a long, the old bring your lunch bucket, because this guy's going to give me a...
I mean, you know, I've been in the league for 12 years, so I had the opportunity to go against Andre Johnson, Calvin Johnson, Julio Jones, A.J. Green, DeAndre Hopkins. I mean, the list goes on, you know. And I always felt, because I always had that, you know, that privilege and that assignment to go up against those guys. So anytime I had an assignment, I knew it was a big-time matchup. So anytime Coach told me, PP, you got him, I'm bringing my lunch pail.
Yeah, right. Yeah, because those are pretty talented players.
Yeah.
How much time do you think you got left in the league? I mean, you see me, I'm just watching on TV, an Odo 22 wide or no right. expert. Seems like you still got a lot of football left to me.
Oh, yeah. I mean, honestly, my goal was always to play about 17 years. You know, so I think the body feels, well, I know the body feels great, and I think I can get five more out of it.
Yeah. I wanted to back up just a second. For you, is there certain things you do as a defensive back that set you apart, or maybe to phrase it better, what are the keys to being a really good defensive back? And we talked about athletic ability and studying
right.
film, but is it like instincts or not afraid of the contact, or what is it?
I think it's definitely instincts and not being afraid to fail. You know, it's going to be times where guys have big games. It's going to be times where guys make catches on you. You have to know how to prevail from that. You have to learn how to move on from that. With most young guys, when big plays happen on them, they let that linger on to the next series. And you can't have that happen. You got to have a very short memory at this position, because at the end of the day, these quarterbacks are good enough to put the ball in any place that they want to put it. You know, so you have to be able to learn how to move on and try to get the best out of that guy the next rep.
How much different will playing a 3-4 from a 4-3 be for you? Is it much different for a defensive back? I know for like Daniil, he'll have to go jumping all around. He's
right.
not a down lineman. Does it change much for a defensive back?
No, you know, I played 3-4 pretty much my entire career. Last year was my first time being in a 4-3.
Okay.
So I'm used to it now, seeing those big guys stand up, have a little bit more of a power stance, be able to put a little bit more pressure on the quarterback. And also what I think it does is it confuses the quarterback, because you don't know which one's coming. And I think that that's going to add a different element to this defense and help us get more hands on balls.
Tanner, you got a question?
I know when you signed last year, you kind of had the comments that were basically like, I have a lot of respect for Mike Zimmer as a kind of a defensive backs, kind of cornerback whisperer, and he was a big draw for you. How accurate was that he was kind of a draw for you? And then with him not being here this year, what made you want to come back here?
The atmosphere, the energy in the building, the people that work here. You know, you can tell that they just genuinely care about football. And that's what I want to be around. You know, obviously, sadly enough, Zim is not here, but we got another great coaching staff in. And I know Coach Ed Donatel from when he was in Seattle. He recruited me when I was coming out of college into the league, because he was with Seattle. So I have a great relationship with him as well. And also playing against Kevin for the last, you know, my last 4 years in Arizona, you know, didn't have a really good relationship with him, but he had an opportunity to study me and going up against me when I was in Arizona. So, you know, he was one of those guys that, you know, that wouldn't mind having me back as well. So, and I thought it was going to be an easy fit, because, like I said, the people in this building, these facilities is world class. It was hard not to have this place on the top of the list.
I know we're very early on in off-season type stuff, but take away the first two wide receivers of Justin Jefferson and Thielen. After that, is there anyone that's kind of caught your eye a little bit? A young guy is like, man, he's kind of made a step up this year.
Oh, yeah, Amir and KJ. You know, you saw probably after the Carolina game, I think that was like week 7-ish, you start to see KJ get into his zone, start to get put into the offensive scheme a little bit more. And he's taken huge strides thus far throughout minicamp, OTAs, and now we're in training camp. I'm going to be more than excited to see what he has to offer this season as well.
Devontae Adams gone out of the division. That's kind of nice, right? A hell of a wide receiver, right? I mean,
oh, yeah. He was definitely the best receiver in this division last year. But, you know, I think Justin's going to take that crown and keep it for a while.
Do you, is there a lot of trash talking that goes around with wide receivers and defensive backs? Do you talk much to them? Do they talk to you? Or is it pretty much you just keep to yourself and do your thing?
If they push the button, I'm just not going to be a mouse and not, you know,
right.
hush up. But, you know, if they push the button, I'm not a real big trash talking type of guy.
Yeah.
But if a guy brings the noise, I'm definitely going to give it back to him.
Yeah. Well,
you can talk trash on your podcast now, right?
Yeah.
You do a podcast?
Yep. I do All Things Covered.
You're going to be taking our job someday then? Is that the goal? After you're done with your career, what do you want to do?
know, let me guess. You want to be a pro golfer? You and Thielen are going to try to get on tour.
You know, that's the goal. Now that they have this LIV tour, my goodness, I'm trying to jump on that thing.
Well, as a matter of fact, if LIV call, if Greg Norman and Tour 54 called you right now, would you pick up the phone?
Yeah, I pick up the phone. You're damn right, I pick up the phone.
It's pretty good money. Patrick, thanks for joining us. We do appreciate that.
No,
good luck to you in the rest of the season, your career here, and we do appreciate it.
All right, no problem. Go.
You bet. Patrick.